Hey everyone, and welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. I am Jordan from Sleek Lens, and in today I want to talk about kind of eight photography projects that you could do to kind of creatively enhance your photography, to get you out of that little bit of creative rut. And these are going to be some projects that you might have heard of before, but they're also going to be projects that are just completely out of nowhere, and they're going to really be projects that will really get you out of your comfort zone. But overall, you're going to come up with some really amazing images, as well as try something new, and it's just going to make you a better creative photographer in the end. So let's go ahead and talk about the first kind of project. All right, so the first type of project I want to talk about is actually one that I've talked about a lot before in a couple different other podcasts, and that is the photo a day projects. Now, there's no specific ones. There's not really ones that you have to do, but a couple of the popular ones are obviously the 365 project and the Project 52 or the 52 project or even the 12 photo project. And what those basically mean are just numbers of days. So the 365 project is basically taking and basically making one different photo every day. And so every day for the year, you make one different photo. And that photo has to be taken during that day, and it can be edited in that day. And it's just, it makes for a really fun project, a very challenging and a very, very tough project to do. But yes, a 365 project is one that you could definitely do. And it's a way of not only trying to make a really awesome photo, but kind of documenting your year in photos. So you, at the end of it, not only do you have a couple photos that you could probably actually put into your portfolio, but you have projects or photos that you could look back and say, this is what I did on that day. It's a kind of cool project. The Project 52 is a little bit similar as well, but it's actually one photo per week. There are 52 weeks in a year, so you have one photo per week, and this really gives you the time to kind of develop a photo, not only just to go out and snap a picture of a tree or something, but actually think about the photo a little bit and develop it and get some things together that you might need for it. It still can be challenging, obviously, if you have a 9-to-5 job or something like that and trying to find time to fit it in on the weekends or after work, but it's a really great way to kind of not only just kind of get a good photo, but really think about the actual process of getting a photo. Now, if we're going to drill down a little bit more, the Project 12 challenge is kind of the same thing. It's actually one photo per month, and you're kind of stretching it a little bit there, but the one photo a month basically allows you to really, really plan out a specific scene. So this is where you want to plan a trip somewhere. You know you're going to get a killer photo during that trip, and then the next month you can try to plan something else, maybe hire a couple models or put together a scene, build a scene or something like that, just to make some really cool projects. But a lot of people actually don't go for that. It's more of the 365 and Project 52 challenges that they do. But again, it's a different option. It's for those of you who really want to try to concentrate on getting killer photos and not just random snapshots. Okay, so the next style of project that you could actually kind of go along with is going to be a little bit simpler of a project, but it's a simple effects challenge. And what this basically means is basically pick an effect that you want to display in all of your photos. One of the things could be kind of a more popular one is actually long exposure. So it doesn't matter what the scene is, it doesn't matter what the subject is, it doesn't matter anything, as long as the photo is taken with a long exposure. Now, because you're creating this challenge, you're doing the photos, you can specify what a long exposure means. It could be a fifth of a second, or it can be 5 seconds. It doesn't matter. You're the one in charge of the project, but you basically pick the kind of effect that you want to apply to your photo. So it could be again the long exposure. It could be a fast exposure if you wanted to. It could be using photos with a really, really nice bokeh background. It could be black and white. It could be an edited kind of version as well. It can be black and white. You can do like a negative space kind of thing. It could be any kind of effect that you want, but just applying that one effect to all of your photos. That's a really simple way of coming up with a project where you have all of these photos that are cohesive, that all go together in kind of a nice little project all together, and they all represent that one specific effect. Okay, the next kind of project that you could kind of go along with here is actually kind of a fun one, because this is one that can be an ongoing thing. Maybe you set the limit at you get 10 photos for this particular project, and you can start the exact same project over with a different theme. And so what I mean by that is the random word challenge. So right now, as you're listening to this podcast, think of a random word out of nowhere, and that would be the theme of your project. So as I was talking, my random word was red. And it was just out of completely nowhere. I don't know why I thought of the color red, but it was red. So that would mean that all of my photos have to have some sort of red element, a red subject, something that is red in the photo that is the main subject of the photo. And again, you could do this with anything else. You could pick any kind of word out there, it doesn't matter what it is, and make a project based on that word. And it's really kind of cool to have some of these projects and maybe throw them up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, something like that. And put that project with the title. So if I've put mine on Facebook, I would say this is the red project. And you would see all of these images that kind of go along with that theme. It works really, really well, and it's a really great challenge. So if you ever can't figure out what you want to shoot or you're kind of stuck, you could actually just come up with a random word and just start shooting based on that random word that you came up with. All right, so this next project is for those of you who are extremely shy, who just want to hide behind the camera and make a couple photos and post them on Instagram or social or something like that. You don't really want to approach people. You don't really want to bother people with your photography. And this project is called the Strangers Project. And basically what this means is you pick the number of strangers, just a random number out of nowhere. So let's say 10 strangers. And it's your job to photograph to get a nice creative portrait of those 10 strangers. So that requires you not only getting the right gear together to take a nice portrait, but you have to actually actively approach them and ask them if you could take their photo and give a reason why. And get a nice killer photo just based on who they are and where they're at and stuff like that. So you might have seen this kind of challenge, not really a challenge, but you might have seen photos similar to this based on the Humans of New York kind of project where he would go around New York City and take photos of strangers that he would meet. He would talk to them, he would get their story, and he would take a photo of them. And he is just blown up all over the place. So don't think it's something that is just can be a small project. It could actually develop into really, really awesome things. So again, that's the Strangers Project. It's a really cool project, and a lot of people actually talk about it being the 100 strangers. So you would go out there and photograph 100 people, but you don't necessarily have to do that. You're making up your own thing, so you can just do 10 or 20 or 50, whatever it is. But again, it's the basis of it, of going out there and talking to strangers and getting a nice creative portrait of them. Okay, so this next project is kind of a fun one because this requires no particular theme, but you kind of, it's kind of one of those themes that only kind of you would know in a way if you're going to go out there and take this kind of project on, and that is the one lens, one aperture challenge. So basically, you would pick one particular lens. Maybe you have your favorite lens that you have out there, and you pick one aperture. And I know this kind of sounds weird, but let's say you have a 50mm 1.8. That's a simple, small, cheap lens. And so you want to take all of your photos with that one lens and at, let's say, a 1.8 or 2.8 aperture. So that means all of your photos are going to have that really blurry background. They're going to be have a lot of bokeh back there. So landscapes are probably out of the range of possibility there. Everything's going to be kind of blurry in the background. So that'll have to allow you to kind of focus in on particular subjects. So obviously you can take portraits, you can take kind of similar macro shots. You're not going to get real close, but kind of macro shots there. But basically you're just taking this one lens, and all of the photos that you take in this particular project have to be with that combination of that one lens and the particular aperture that you select. It's a kind of a cool, fun, technical challenge, especially for those of you who are beginners, and also especially if you have never used a lens like a prime lens before, like the 50 51.8. It's a really cool challenge to kind of get used to stuff like that. So if you want to try that, it's a cool technical challenge, but you might have to explain to people what the significance is for this particular project. Okay, so this next one, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a little bit of an insight. This next one I actually tried to do, and I failed at around the sixth photo. So this one is called the Take 10 Challenge. And what that one is basically picking a subject. Typically, the subject would probably be in like a studio setting. But maybe, you know, you pick a subject, maybe a cup or anything. I'm just going to use a cup as this example. But you pick a cup and you have to take 10 different creative photos of that cup. They have to be, different apertures, different lenses, different kind of lighting that you could do, different kind of angles. You can even put little different props in there with it. But it's 10 different photos of one particular subject. And it's very tough. You might get to the third or fourth one and think, you know, this is going to be pretty easy. But then you have to start kind of developing that scene, developing that photo out, and it can get very, very difficult. Again, I stopped at the sixth one. I just couldn't think of it. Plus, I had some other things I need to take care of. But it's a very, very tough project. So if you guys out there have tried this similar project, please let me know. I'd love to hear your experience of it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't get past the sixth photo. So the next project we're going to talk about is the abstract project. And this one's kind of a fun one just because it kind of takes away that norm of trying to get your photos super tack sharp and allows you to be a little bit more free with your camera. So you can do kind of any abstract. You can do one of the most popular ones, especially if you have sort of a macro combination of a lens, would be the oil and water. So you take water, take a little bowl of water, dump a little oil in there, a little vegetable oil or something like that, a little olive oil. And it'll create those little bubbles in the water, and then you can kind of elevate that bowl, and it has to be kind of a glass bowl, so you can see underneath it, and you can put different colors under there, you can put different textures and patterns, and it's going to create a really cool photo, and you shoot down at it, and it kind of makes an abstract kind of looking image. Another one would be to use a very slow shutter speed. Let's say you're going out and photographing some trees or something. You use a very slow shutter, put your camera on a tripod, and let's say you're pointing it at trees. You point down at the ground, you click the shutter button, and you slowly raise the camera up. And what that's going to do is blur the lines of the trees and make it kind of a cool thing. It's going to blur the colors a little bit, make it look real nice. Very cool project to do. So there's tons of abstract options. You could even get a macro lens actually and get real close to certain things, and those inherently are abstract anyway. So it's a really cool project to do something like that. So that's obviously a good one to do if you've never done abstract images before. They're actually very challenging because you're used to thinking in the mindset of getting things perfectly right, perfectly straight, perfectly sharp, completely, exposure is completely on point. But this is kind of, you're throwing all of that out the window and just concentrating on the creativity part of it. So it's a really cool project to kind of try out if you haven't already. All right, so the last project we're going to talk about is actually one that I've talked about before, just like I have with the Photo of a Day project, and that is the Getting Out of Your Comfort Zone Challenge or project or whatever you want to call it. Basically, getting out of your comfort zone. So what I mean by that is the very simple kind of way to do this is, let's say you love to take portraits of people. That's what you do. You love to talk to people. You like to be around people, but that's really all you know how to do. Obviously, you can take photos of pretty much anything. You're a photographer. You're very well rounded, but you love taking photos of people. As soon as you get thrown into a different scenario of maybe having to do product photography, or maybe doing architectural photography or automotive photography, something like that, to where you're not really in your comfort zone. You might not even have the correct gear to do it. So it's a kind of a cool project to just jump out there, do something completely different. And not only will it allow you to get familiar with that style, but also give you more confidence when you're going around and saying, hey, I don't usually do portraits, or I don't usually do architecture or something like that, but I can do this for you. I mainly do people, but I can obviously do this for you as well. So it kind of gives you that, create a little freedom, a little ego boost as well, knowing that you could definitely take on pretty much any challenge that you want. So those are 8 photography projects you guys can start right now to really enhance your photography, get you out of that creative rut that you might be stuck in, and just come up with really cool images. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the podcast here. Remember to go to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. Really appreciate that. Helps the podcast grow, and it helps me get in touch with you guys as well. So thank you all for joining me in this week's podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you next week.